you started throwing again yet?
Yeah, I've been throwing. I'm feeling good. Getting ready for spring.
Are you entering this as like a normal spring, or are you doing what you're
yes.
doing now?
Yes, I'm treating like a normal spring.
When did you begin your throwing process, and kind of how is the off-season going?
I don't remember what day it was, but it's just whatever the plan was, what the trainers gave me, and everything's been going as planned.
Are you fairly confident, Jaime, that everything, the problems from last year are going to be gone for this year?
We'll see. We'll see in April when we get going. So far, it's been good, so.
Is it an unknown for you, though? I mean, you just got to go every day and see what happens. Is there any kind of nervous feeling to that or not knowing?
Not nervous at all. Just working as hard as I can, doing everything that's in my control, and we'll see.
So when you were building up, you threw, what, a small bullpen or something, and then you just stopped for the off season, or what did you build up to before you
stopped? Exactly that. What you said. Yep, okay. One bullpen, and then I shut it down, and then I've been training since then, doing my rehab, and that's about it. Yeah, definitely. It's a tough one because it was such an honor for me to be chosen for that thing, but it's not the time right now.
I mean, what changes for you between starts? I mean, is that going to be part of how you keep things going during the season? Are there things you have to do, you know, between the days you would make?
No, just treat it like I've done in my whole life.
How much discussion was there for the Team Mexico thing? Was that, did you talk to the club at all, or did you decide on your own? Or
No, they called me because they wanted to, I guess, use my name as the face of the team. And they asked my agent if they could do that. They said yes. But my agent said yes, but they never asked me if I was going to play, or the team never asked me if I wanted to play.
Oh, when the first roster.
And when they finally called me in person last week to make a decision, I said no. And the whole time I knew I wasn't going to play because it's not, you know, I would love to play for my country, but it's definitely not. Not the time.
You've thrown off the mound already, huh?
Have
you
thrown off the mound? No, not yet.
Do you know when you plan to?
Yeah, I think it's next week. I haven't really looked at the schedule yet, but everything's written down, and I'm pretty sure it's next week or the following one. Just like when everybody else gets on the mound.
How frustrating was going through last year and the whole time where you didn't know what exactly was wrong and then having to figure it out and then being shut down again at the end the way you were?
It was frustrating, but that's already in the past. I'm ready to move forward for 2013, and really excited.
And speaking of 2013, this team has all the makings of another really, really solid team. Definitely, I'm sure you're looking forward
to. There's a lot of things to be excited about this team, and talking to the other guys, just like myself, everybody's excited and ready to get going.
Have you set any personal goals for 2013 in terms of just results like every year. Or healthiness? Or?
Just like every year, stay healthy. Go out there and give my best every time.
Yeah, I mean, did you have to check back in with any of the doctors this winter? Like, even after you threw the bullpen there at Busch Stadium, did you have any follow-up checkups, or do you have anything that you have to clear medically before spring training?
No, I saw Dr. Paletta here before I went home just to clear everything, and then just been at home. I got a rehab place where the team set me up and just doing my rehab.
Who do you throw with back there? Who kind of watches you when you throw back at home?
I got the trainers and the people that I work out with and the physical therapists that are down there.
Will you get down to Jupiter early?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still trying to decide. I got to talk to the team. I got to talk to the trainers, see what maybe a couple days early.
I'm guessing the team's going to really adopt a cautious approach with your use. Are you saying that there's really no need to be extra cautious this year?
That's like their decision. I'm gonna be whatever they think is good. I'll be ready to go, you know. So all I'm doing is just working as hard as I can, and you know, believe me, I'm doing everything that I can possibly do every single day to be ready to go. And if they want me to go normal, if they want me to take it easy, whatever, that's gonna be their decision. All I can do is what I can control.
But if they were to ask you, you'd say I feel normal, I feel ready to go.
I'm gonna say whatever how it feels that day.
Stuff that happened last year, you know, we asked you about it, you know, every week. Is there still a degree of uncertainty in your mind about what's ahead, or are you not even, you just trying
I'm
not
even thinking about it. Last year? I'm, like I said, I'm thinking about 2013. I'm excited about this year, and we'll see. Ready to go for spring.
I mean, with all the young pitchers, you sense there's going to be a healthy competition between all the guys in spring training as guys try to battle for spots?
We'll see. You know, I'm that's like you said, there's a lot of really good, really, really good arms in the organization that did an unbelievable job last year. So we'll see what happens this spring. Like I said, all I'm going to do is just worry about what I can control, worry about my job, and I think we'll be all right if I do that.
Last year we heard of Mike contacting a lot of players in the offseason, kind of introduce himself, talk to him a little bit about expectations. Have you had any conversations with Mike?
Yes, definitely. He's called me a few times. I love Mike. He's the best. He's talked to me. He's basically been calling me for every three weeks in the off season and just asking how I'm doing, how's the family, how everything, and I really appreciate that from him. So.
Has he communicated any expectations or any personal goals for you?
No, just ask and see how I'm feeling. Yeah, no, really good. Are we good? All right, thank you guys.